Welcome to a live preaching message from the Manhattan branch of Lycos International Church in New York City, where the Word of God is imparted clearly, practically, and comprehensively for present-day living. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation of Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to preach and teach the gospel wherever they might be. Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Verse 8, the Bible teaches us that if we meditate upon his word and we do according as it is written therein, then it will lead us to prosperity, good health, the peace of God. So the word of God is powerful and is for everyone to desire to hear at all times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must desire to read it. Number one, you must desire to hear it. Hallelujah. Number two, Amen. Number three, you must desire to see it. Hallelujah. So hearing and seeing it and doing it is the greatest key for you to prosper in life and to grow in the Lord. In the Lord. What happened when you grow in the Lord? Bible said that if God be for you, who can be against you? So when you grow in the Lord, you receive the power of God in you, and Amen. Then you defeat the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have the power to trend the serpent. You have the power to dislodge the enemy. You have the power to overcome it yourself and your weakness. That is Amen. The word of God. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 38 or 63, he says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Bible says that flesh, it profited nothing, but it is the spirit that quickeneth. Is somebody with me, please?
Amen. Amen.
So we must always desire to have the word of God in us, and our lives will never be the same. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's another opportunity to talk to you about who Jesus is and what he has done on the cross. That's all life is about, nothing else. Everything that we are doing is about what Christ has done for us and what he's about to do. Hallelujah. Him being crucified. That is what our focus must be at all times. If your focus is not on what Christ has done, I'm telling you, you are totally deviated from being a Christian. Because he's the only one who came and died for us and saved us. And we must emulate him. Everything that we do must be an example of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatsoever you do, ask yourself, what would Jesus do concerning this? If you have this attitude, I tell you, you have 98% of overcoming every circumstances. You have 98% of having Jesus dwelling in you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to open up your mouth and pray for yourself this evening that the Holy Spirit will minister unto you. You are just not here because you want to mark yourself as an attendant or mark your name. We are not here to mark registers. We are not here to take attendance. We are here to have a relationship with the Lord. We are here to have a transformation. We are here to receive healing. We are here to have a renewing of mind and transformation of heart. We are here to be delivered from the burdens and the works of the enemy over our life, which is only God that can set us apart for himself. So all these things will depart from us. Is somebody hearing me, please?
Amen.
Amen.
I need you to open up your mouth. Somebody unmute yourself. Come on the video, as Blossom said, please come and just fellowship with us. You know, when you are behind camera, you get so distracted by so many things. You know, you feel like nobody's watching you, so you do whatever you want to do. But when you're on the camera, you are attentive because you are cautious about, hey, who's watching me? What am I doing? What, you know? So please, endeavor to join the video. And I believe you will be very happy. You will be happy to see Benny's face, you know, very handsome. You'll be happy to see Mr. And you know this face, you know, very handsome, nice beard, nice trim. I mean, with a suit, come on, you can't have better than that. So please do your best, you know, and come on video and let's fellowship with the Lord whilst you are praying. You are praying for the Holy Spirit to transform you, to renew your mind, to change you, to give you the heart of receptive, the ear to hear. My God, in the name of Jesus, you are here praying, saying that, Lord, open down my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. You are here to say that, Holy Spirit, grant me grace to receive my word from you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. If you receive the word, you have received the Spirit of God. And if you have received the Spirit of God, I can tell you that your life will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, you will never remain the same. No one have received the Holy Spirit that have remained the same. I want you to open up your mouth. I can hear you. I need to hear you.
Amen.
Well, I am blessed to have you here tonight. And I believe you are also blessed to be here tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are still continuing with our message call because this is the month of May. And the month of May is dedicated for our founder. Church, I really want you to have a heart. Many of us, for somehow, when the prophet name is mentioned, we tune off. It's unspiritual. It's very unspiritual. It means you have not understand the word of God, or you are just, you have the someone that have a hatred heart. Because If I can refresh my mind, every prophet or every evangelist or every apostle in the Bible were honored, and today we honor them.
Amen.
You're honoring them because you don't see them. I mean, that's what we do. But the one whom the Lord has given us, which the book of Acts gives us all the fivefold. The Bible said that he will give us prophets, teachers, evangelists, apostles, and pastors. These fivefold has been given to us, and we cannot honor them, but we can honor Elijah and pray that the things that Elijah did must come to us. So that means, are we saying that Bible cannot create anything that was done then? Are you saying we cannot have another Elijah or Elijah? We cannot have another Isaiah or another Paul or another John, another Matthew, another all these apostles? We cannot have them. Then the word of God is not true. Jesus said, I will leave and I will send the Holy Spirit to you. And when he comes, he will bring to remembrance the things that I have spoken to you, that you shall do more, and the things that I, Jesus, I came to do. Listen to this, please. This is Jesus speaking. He says, the things that I came to do, you will do more. So if you don't believe in this, then you believe in the Isaiah that says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Then you are a liar. Church, it's time for us to understand the word of God so that the word of God will manifest when we speak, when we pray. We will receive answers right there. Answers. And these are the things that they did, and they experienced notable miracles.
Amen.
And Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He has not changed.
Amen.
He has not changed. And if anything at all, he is willing to do more for us because he says he has more to tell us, but it's being in physical. We cannot. So he must go. He has to go. Gosh, my God. I'm feeling the presence of the Lord already. When you get understanding of these things, when you are praying and when you are talking, you have so much confidence. Christ in us. Hope, faith. My God.
Amen.
Is somebody's heart being transformed already?
Amen.
Is somebody's heart being transformed already?
Amen.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. The month of May is dedicated for our founder and is dedicated unto him because May 14th is his birthday, number one. And in that May 14th, we do so many things. A lot of things happens in the month of May. We do a lot. And one of the things that we do is to remember him. Hallelujah. What he has done. Amen. And remembering him does not mean that we serve him. That's totally different. Listen, don't let the world speak to you. Let the word of God speak to you. Because the word will not speak the truth. Bible says that the word cannot take the truth. They cannot stand the truth. Are we together? I don't speak French. I speak English. The Zoom is asking me if I want to, for somehow, where is English?
It's detecting your language, that's why.
Oh, I see. I sound like a Frenchman. Interesting.
Yeah, maybe if you speak a little fast or you speak in tongues, like it will change.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew 10:41, the Bible says, listen to this. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
Amen.
Church, I want you to understand this simple Bible verse. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
Amen.
And it's possible that one vessel can be fivefold. One vessel can be a prophet. The same person can be an apostle. The same person can be a teacher. The same person can be a pastor. The same person can be an evangelist. Look at the five. And I can tell you, if there's anybody we can say this, we see this in our prophets. He has written many books that makes him a good teacher. Uh-huh. He has spoken into the lives of many, and that makes him a prophet. Mm-hmm. He has traveled to many nations and have won many souls. Even if you don't believe him, see that he has won many souls. Mm-hmm. He gave some apostles and some prophets. He gave some. So God is still giving, and he has given already. If you don't believe that the word of God changes life, then don't call yourself a believer or a born again, because through the word you became born again. Are you saved by his grace? And that grace is in the Bible.
Amen.
Let's believe every word in the Bible and apply it, and then we can understand that we are walking in obedience. We are walking in the Lord. But don't take those ones that is you're convenient, that is good for you. The other thing, because you cannot do it, keep quiet. Just do the best as you can and honor the one you cannot. Whatever ways you can honor it, don't say anything bad. This is where people bring damnation to themselves.
Very true.
Speak not against the anointed.
And man.
Touch not.
My anointed.
Touch not. The Lord said, I have found my servant David, and I have anointed him with an holy oil. Psalm 89 verse 20. I have anointed him with an holy oil. So that what will not happen to him? He will not allow the enemy to exert upon him. Which means when you try to touch David, you have touched God, and God is not going to allow that. Bible said that he will cause his enemy's ways to be dark and slippery. And as far as I'm concerned, if God can call Moses for him to lead many people, for the purpose was salvation, the Lord will choose somebody in our midst today to lead the world for salvation.
Amen.
The Lord will do. He chose Ronan Bonke. He chose Archbishop Idahosa.
Amen.
He chose many prophets. Many pastors. He has chosen many. So why is it that when we mention our prophet, it's like a taboo? What did he do wrong here? I need to know. Why did he fall short by just sacrificing his life? Look, how many doctors that went to school and they will not become preachers. That's and they will only be doctors to make money for their own pocket. But somebody has sacrificed to say that, you know what? I put my profession aside and I will go to remote areas, rural areas, places where there is nothing there, just for the purpose for the souls. Last week he was in Sierra Leone. How many of you know that?
Yeah.
And when he's traveling, all these things, the accident, the journeys, the trial, the temptations and all these things, it doesn't concern you. But when it comes to honoring that one, it concerns you. What kind of human beings are we?
Mercy.
Do you even pray for him that God will strengthen him and his family so that he will do the work of God? Do you really do? But if you don't, and when we are trying to honor him, you are talking, please, I really want you to be saved. I want you to have a healthy life. So don't say anything bad if you don't want to do it.
Amen.
Remember, it was the two siblings, Miriam and Aaron, who were related to Moses. Even if Moses has chosen to marry an Ethiopian, why does it concern you? Why? You see, they open and Miriam was a prophetess. I'm opening your eyes to see something. Miriam was a prophetess whom the Lord has called. And she spoke against his brother. Two people spoke. But one became leprosy came onto one and the other one not. How did that happen?
But the other one no is guilty.
Thank you. Church, let me tell you this. For you to avoid bringing curses to your own, because God will never curse you. He will not. It is God's way. Look, I told you the other day in the church that curses come by our sins. Mm-hmm. It's not because of God. It's God. God has promised that he will never curse us. Bible said that there is therefore no more condemnation. There is therefore no more. No more. And when God says no more, no more. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. This is concerning those who are in Jesus Christ. If you are a believer, no way that a curse will be, because right there, you have separated from God, has set you apart from himself. So sin is not bound to you anymore. Now grace is with you. So there is therefore no more condemnation. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Now, everything that you do, you are walking in the spirit. You are praying. You are asking God before you do anything. When such is part of your life, you will never be cursed. Neither will any curse come upon you. However, when you backslide and you find yourself in sin, you have given the devil a foothold. And look at this. That devil, when you give him a foothold, he takes what?
Your whole life. Take your whole life.
It is the reason why when sickness, when you feel pains at your shoulder, it's not only your shoulder that is paining you, your whole body. That's the devil. So church, I'm saying all this to you to let you know that if you receive a prophet, you will have the reward of a prophet. If you receive a righteous man, you will have a reward of a righteous man.
Amen.
God said, I am the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 30:19. I created blessings. I created curse. I created life. I created death. But choose life. Church, I am telling you and I'm asking you, please, choose a prophet so that you will have a prophet's reward. Choose a righteous man so you will have a righteous man's reward. It is good to be righteous because Bible says that God is not unrighteous that he should forget. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. This is the Lord speaking, somebody. Blessings and cursing. Therefore, what is therefore means? What is the meaning of therefore?
Because
therefore, choose what?
Life.
Upon all that I have said, therefore means however, whatever I have said, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. It is better to choose life. This don't choose death. You will die before your time. And how do you choose that? You will choose that by doing certain things that does not please God. Because God is not dead. Remember, he died and the graveyard could not hold him captive. He came alive on the third day. And today, he is still alive. Mm. So choose life. So you will live to glorify his name. That is the power of resurrection. Us, life is coming onto somebody. My God, every
Amen.
In your life, you are speaking life into your life, and every situation, marriage is coming onto life, health is Amen. Coming onto life, prosperity Amen. Is coming onto life, your finances, anything, your studies, your mind, your health, everything concerning you that is dead tonight, by the power that raised Jesus Christ, resurrection power is coming over you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. Church. Amen. This is for the word of God to manifest over us. We must honor. And honoring or remembering someone, it just simply means you're respecting what the person has done for you. Church, you must honor those who have done good to you. Anyone who have done good to you, you have to remember. If you don't remember, you are not a Christian. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. If you don't remember, you are not a Christian. Hebrews 10:6 says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love. The Lord remember the times that you have gone to church to fix the place, Mr. Anyimedu, carrying all these things, the Lord will remember you. He will never forsake you, nor leave you. Benny, the Lord remember from the day that I met you, I don't know any Sunday you have missed church.
God forbid.
From the day that I met you on that Thursday evening till today, every service you are there. There's no service that you have missed.
Amen.
God will remember you.
Amen.
I said,
God will remember you, Benny.
Amen.
He is not unrighteous to forget your work, your labor, the journeys, the travelings, and from afar, God will remember you.
Amen.
Amen.
Which ye have showed towards his name. And everything that you do, you don't do because you want to play a keyboard at 42nd Street for people to dance, to make you money, to give you this. No, you do it unto the Lord.
Amen.
To glorify the name of the Lord. Why would God not remember you? Why did he say that? He said, he will remember you in that ye have ministered to the saints. You claim to minister to the saints and do minister. So God will remember you. And even if Christ remember you, he remembers you to reward you. Oh, my God. You may think that we should remember him. Of course, we will. But God always remember us first.
Thanks be to God.
It is the reason why he did not wait for you to die before he came to save you. He remembered you, that you are his son, and he created you, and he formed you, and he breathed into you, and life came upon you, and he said, he will not let you lose that life to the devil. But he wants you to have eternity. Is somebody hearing me, please?
Yes.
Somebody being blessed tonight.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, somebody's heart is being transformed, and I right now, in the name of Jesus, from today, you will remember. I say, from today, you will remember. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to remember our prophet. Please, let's remember him. Let's honor him. When time comes for us to honor him, I want you to honor him from the depth of your heart. Prepare something very substantial, something very nice. John 14, verse 26. The Bible says, but the Comforter, King James, very good. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your what? Remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So God is saying to you, if you receive a prophet, you will have a prophet reward. If you receive a righteous man, you will have a righteous man's reward. God said, he is the one that taught you this. This is the word of God. If you open Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, it was said by Jesus Christ. And what he said, that he who was teaching you this thing, he said he will go. And when he will go, he will send. If you receive him in his name, he will send. He will bring to remembrance whatsoever that he has said unto you. So Christ is reminding you to remember whom he has placed over you, whom through him today we have a church to be part of it.
Amen.
Amen.
The vessel that God has placed in our midst, my God, to sacrifice. Listen, I'm not sure. I can't say that 100%. But I can tell you that it doesn't feel good as a minister to have, even if you are not a minister, left alone to be a minister who claim to be powerful. Like you are praying, you have raised the dead before, you have prayed for the blind to see, you have prayed for this and this, to lose your son prematurely. To lose your son prematurely.
In his prime.
My God. This man deserves to be honored.
Yeah.
He deserves to be honored and to be encouraged and give him anything to continue the work so that he doesn't lose hope and say that I've served the Lord all the time. I have served God all these years. Then look, what? Why have this? Why am I going through this? Why this and that? Why? Yet we fight him. We speak against him and he's this. He's like that. He's a church. Let's not be part. Manhattan, let us not be part. I understand certain things have not gone in our way, but let's not be part of that domination. Let's serve God. Let's do it. Anything, let God be the judge.
Amen. Amen. You're preaching.
Let God. I'm telling you how you can be saved and be delivered and have him in you to live a healthy life. Many of us have brought curses to ourselves and is leading into our first and second and third and fourth generations and our children. Today, we blame witchcraft for things that have forgotten our spoken words that have brought domination. We don't see that, but we see that it is somebody. It's a witchcraft. Church, evaluate your life. Evaluate your life. Evaluate your past. Evaluate the things you have said to yourself before that you didn't even know. Those are the things that has brought us in the predicament that we are in today. Let's rather ask for forgiveness sincerely from the Lord, that God will neutralize anything that we have brought curses to ourselves, that we have opened doors to such.
Amen.
Is somebody hearing me tonight?
Yes.
I pray from today you will remember how far God has brought you. You will remember what the Lord has done for you. You will remember how far God has brought you. Some of us, we have lied to our minds and our hearts so much to the point everything looks good because if it looks like things are going in a certain way. But I tell you, when the enemy wants to destroy you, he makes everything seem to be truth in your way. Bible says that there is
nothing
that's right before man. But the end thereby, the end result, the end, my God, somebody, may you not be that person, my God. May everything that the enemy somehow has confused you to look like it's right, may God change your mind and may God open your eyes to behold the wondrous things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But, you see, the bat cancel that way that seems right unto you. It completely wipe away that statement. Yeah. Now, he's trying to tell you, the end thereof are the ways of death. Church, if you don't want to die prematurely, pray for God to give you a spirit of discernment.
Amen.
So that you would depart from even certain things that seems right before you in your home. In your marriage, in your relationship, in your prayer life, in your Bible studies, in your communication, pray. And God give you discernment to live a righteous life. Many of us relate ourselves with others. Somehow we can say, oh, this person doesn't go to church, but he's living and this and this and that, and this and this and that. Keep doing that. To whom much is given, much is required.
That's right.
What you have heard, not many, not many, not even most of your friends have not heard it. Most of the people that you know perhaps have not heard it. But what you have heard, what has been invested into you, what, my God, you have no idea. You are loaded. You are loaded. Preoccupied with the words of Jesus Christ that teaches you the right thing. So if you don't do, you cannot compare with someone who have not heard, someone who does not sit in a church. It is the reason why unbelievers keep telling, you are going to church for all this time, we don't see nothing. Every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Friday, every this, every that, every that. It is the reason, because even the unbeliever, they see amount of words of God that you have invested into you, and yet you sound like an empty barrel.
Wow.
So you have forgotten. You have forgotten everything and dwelling on unnecessary, on things that the world, that's what the world desire. Those are the things that you are dwelling on, but the things that will bring you eternity, the things that will bring you power to have wisdom and knowledge to live, to please God. Those things, the enemy, you have allowed the enemy to take those things away from you. But tonight, it is my prayer that God will bring back to you the remembrance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, that we will remember, that we will remember. We will remember our God, the Creator. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. I'm giving you, my time is almost up. I want to give you 3 points and we'll be out of here quickly. Jesus said, this is the words of Jesus Christ. This is the word of God. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live. So obedience, for you to live, is first to walk in obedience. You should not only become hearer, but you must become a doer to live to please the Lord. Hallelujah. And God said, when you live, this is what's going to happen. And multiply. It is God's mandate for all his children who obey him to be multiplied. It is his will. Then he says, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Which means, you become greater than your parents. The things that God swore to them that they could not, God, because you have walked in obedience, God said, you will have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the reason why we pray a prayer and tell our children, may they rise and become better than their parents. Because there is something more ahead for them. Hallelujah. And it shall surely do. Verse 2, please. And thou, listen to this. After God has, many of us, when God gives us all these things, then we don't remember. We become selective amnesia. All of a sudden, we don't remember certain things. But God said, and thou shalt remember. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Which means, you cannot just, Bible said that except a corn of wheat fall onto the ground and die, it abides not. No one just, you see, anything that you see with prematurely is not good. Things that comes to you by osmosis is not good. Somehow, I mean, I don't know anybody in the Bible whom have really received something from the Lord that came to him just, it dropped like that. Even for them to get manna, they have to suffer 40 years. The blind man Bartimaeus, for his eyes to be open, he has to suffer for years. To the point when he met the miracle healer, he is asking him, what does he want? He's gone through a lot. So every one of us will go through certain things. So we will go, there shall be wilderness before us. But that doesn't not mean that you will remain there. Whatever that is your wilderness, just press on and reach to the ahead of what is ahead of you. And then God will give you grace to be there. But don't forget how far the Lord has brought you. Don't forget how far somebody has laid his life to build a church for us. Don't forget the sacrifices. Don't forget the trials, the fasting. Don't forget the meetings. Don't forget the temptations. Don't forget the suffering. In fact, to the point his whole family abandoned him, thinking that he's going to live on offerings. Because his father is so rich and didn't want embarrassment. He didn't give up on that. He said, that is not for money. It's for souls. Even if God will not give me food to eat, I will still win souls for him. That is his words. Those are his words. Even if God will not give me food, I will still serve him. So somebody who didn't have much by saying these things, and today the Lord has blessed him, we cannot relate him as just an ordinary person. We must see God's hands upon his life. We must acknowledge the presence of God upon his life, because we saw his beginning from Kolebu, the canteen, with 8-6 people. Today, it's almost one of the largest churches in the world. And as we speak, after Rana Bonke, we have not seen any evangelist like him. Nobody is traveling to African countries to preach except him. As difficult as it is, you have no idea the logistics behind to go through borders and to preach, the things that you go through. My God, you have no idea that he has to send people to go there for months upon months, 3 months, 6 months, to lay out and work out groundwork to get all this logistics in place before he organized this boat and ships and to carry instruments and all other things to go. Church, let's acknowledge such people and let's honor them. Let's pray for them. Let's do anything that we can do so that the word of God, me and you cannot go such places, but a lot that me and you can do. Let's remember. Hallelujah. So amen. God is saying that even with our wilderness, he says to humble thee, 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know that was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep this commandment or not. Sometimes the reason why certain things has not happened to you is because God wants to know whether if he's giving to you. Because many of us, we have prayed for husbands and wives, but today we're not treating our spouses the way we're supposed to. But prior to that, we fast, we pray, we pay even everything. We will do everything. Some of us, we didn't pray. We saw also honored by certain things we overlooked. But the moment you are secured, you have become Vashti. You have become Nabal. You have become Nabal to the point you don't respect, you don't do nothing. You have become Vashti because you think yourself you are the only one. Church, every one of us can be replaced. Every one of us. I remember when I was in Yonkers, there was a certain lady. I guess in her prime, she was very pretty and very beautiful. So she did all sorts of things. Married before, and she said she did a lot in the marriage, and now she left. When I was in Yonkers, she used to sit down with me. And he keep telling me that when you're preaching, you can use me, my name, as a window. She said, Pastor, if God blesses me with a husband, how I will honor him. I was saying in my head, you are saying that too, but let the husband come and see. But she was speaking from experience. Very beautiful, very fair, very nice. And yet, no eyes is even, nobody is approaching her. In fact, whatever, even when she gives herself. So she said, Pastor, if God blesses me with husband, I will do anything to keep him. Anything. And some of us, we don't know. We don't see it that way because it has come. Today we have it. So we are just dishonoring everything. Not remembering how far the Lord has brought us. Not remembering. Verse 3. Listen to this. Verse 3, please. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. This is the Lord. And he said that which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone.
Bread alone.
My God. But by what? Every word that proceeded out of thy mouth of the Lord that man live. Manhattan, church, I pray that today, from tonight, remembrance will be one of our key so that we will go far, so that we will live. Verse 4. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. After all that you went through, you are still alive. You have life to live. You have air to breathe, eyes to see. There's hope ahead of you. So remember the Lord thy God. Remember, don't dwell it on the past, but press on. But remember how far he has brought you. Remember, that many at your level that are not where you are today, that even if it's not certain people in your life, perhaps where you are, you wouldn't be. So remember the Lord thy God. Remember the prophet whom has sacrificed, that today you are part of this ministry. You are part of this church. And many of us, by the church being in North America, especially in New York, Manhattan, you have children, you have spouses, you have family, you have friends, you have... Personally, I'm so proud of, because I may not, probably wouldn't know you if it wasn't the church. Where are we going to meet? The places that I was going, you were not there. I was not also there in your places where you used to be. But look at what the Lord has done. Today, he has made us a family, that you are part of the garden, you are part of the wall, you are part of the house, you are part of everything that is part of Lycos Church Manhattan. And as a family, we are all together. Just by serving him, just by one man sacrificing and came to America and started a church. Just by that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 12. The Bible said, "And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt." You were a slave, a bondman in Egypt. "And thou shalt observe and do these statutes." Whatever status that you are in, you have to remember where you were before. Remember you were single some time ago. Remember you didn't have nothing. You didn't even... Remember you used to live in an apartment somewhere. By the grace of God, remember you didn't even have an apartment. Remember, you didn't even have it. The bishop is saying the ability to remember is probably the single most important quality for a Christian. The ability to remember is probably the single most important quality for a Christian. So remembrance makes you appreciate salvation and preach about salvation. How many of us today that literally sit down and say, "Lord, by your grace, I am saved. So because of that, I'm also going to win souls for you. I'm going to minister unto somebody that somebody's life will be saved." That is appreciation. That is remembrance, because you have remembered how far the grace has found you and how far the grace has brought you. If you sit and you think about souls and you begin to minister, you see, many of us, we can think about these things, but do we act on it? If you can, it says, remembrance makes you appreciate salvation and preach about salvation. It will make you talk about Jesus Christ. It will make you do evangelism. That's why this Mother's Day, we are urging all women, every woman is a mother, whether you somehow your breast has been, you have been breastfed before or not. Somehow you are breastfed before. Most of you, you have had beloved that have shook your breast many times. So you have breastfed. So you are all mothers somehow. And we are encouraging all mothers to evangelize. Evangelize by winning souls for Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Such a blessing.
Amen.
Pastors who have forgotten about their salvation preach without doing altar calls. Men without remembrance have substituted the message of salvation for the popular motivational sermons on... You know, today, when you preach about... you make an altar call for a financial breakthrough, the whole church will come from the back, from the front. Everybody will come forward. And when you make an altar call for salvation, people who have never even given their life to Jesus Christ will not come forward. Because we like motivational sermons on finances more than the salvation. My God, prosperity, that's what we want. Number one is remembrance make you appreciate salvation and preach about salvation. Don't forget this. Don't. God is not unrighteous that you should forget. Our main scripture, Hebrews 6:10. Don't forget that. So remembrance will make you appreciate salvation and preach about salvation. Number two, remembrance makes you walk in your calling. What is your calling? Deuteronomy 15:15, please. In the name of Jesus. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore, I command thee these things today. Remember, some time ago you were a slave, and the grace has found you. And today, you see, and then they were in a bondman in Egypt, where Pharaoh was all over them. Today, Pharaoh represents Satan, and Satan is the one who had authority over you until grace found you, until grace found me, that today we have salvation. So, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a slave, a bondman in Egypt, in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. It is the grace that saved us. God set us apart. He came and died for his blood to set us apart for himself. Therefore, he command us these things today. That's Deuteronomy 15:15. So you must remembrance makes you walk in your calling. When you remember, God will reveal himself to you what you need to do. Your calling. Calling is not only preaching the standing on the pulpit to preach. Oh, you can also do a lot. Hospitality, serving, welcoming people, praying for people, visiting people, going to the hospitals and prison. There are many calls. I was in prison. You did not visit me. I was hungry. You did not feed me. I was naked. You did not clothe me. Lord, where were you? As you did not do it unto this list, you did not do it unto me. So it's a calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
My last one for you. It says, remembrance makes you a grateful person. Somebody say, may the Lord make me a grateful person.
May the Lord make me a grateful person.
Grateful person means just remembering those who have been nice to you and say thank you to them by honoring them, appreciate them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the sin of ungratefulness is as the sin of forgetfulness. They are almost synonyms. Sadly, people forget how they have been loved because people forget exactly how they were helped. They are indifferent to the source of help. Indifferent to the source of help. Some parents virtually have to beg their children to remember them in their old age. Some pastors virtually have to beg their congregations to honor them for their labors. This world has 6 billion ungrateful and forgetful people. 6 billion. The total number for people in this world, we're talking about 7 billion. So only 1 billion that are grateful. 6 billion ungrateful and forgetful. This is what creates the discontentment, conflict, and wars. There are people we must be grateful to. God wants us to be thankful and grateful for all his blessings. We must be grateful for the channels that God uses. We must be grateful for their faithfulness with what God gave to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why we will remember our prophets. This is why we will remember our authorities, those whom the Lord has placed over us to minister unto us, to pray for us, to guide us, those who have sacrificed to bring the gospel daily to us. Let's remember them. My last one to you, and my time is up, is remembrance makes you kind and helpful to others. When you remember, you become very kind and you help others also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 16 verse 12. Deuteronomy. Church, remembrance is important because it is supposed to govern your current behavior. When you remember, it governs your present behavior. It's very important. In fact, when you have remembrance, hardly would you lie. Because remembrance will make you think, will remember that if you lie, you become a child of Satan. Because he is the father of all lies. The reason why you lie pathologically, you become liar, is you are a forgetful person, ungrateful. That is the only reason. But when you remember the Lord thy God, knowing that he has already spoken, that what he hates is lies, And the father of all lies is Satan. Oh, you will not lie. Right there, the Holy Spirit convicts you. And that is the part of where you meditate on the word you become. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Most people who walk in the spirit hardly fall short in the glory of God. Hardly. Hardly do they fall into sin. Not that they will not. You will. But quickly they return. Quickly. Because the guilt and the things that will happen, it disturbs your spirit because of that small sin. It disturbs you so much. So you go back to the Father. Then you kneel down and you lift up your hands. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. Like David. It is this that made God say that David is a man after my heart. He remembers God in every mistakes and every good. Because sometimes you ask yourself, how can such a murderer can be after God's heart? And there's something unique about him. I believe characteristic of David is what every Christian must emulate, must learn to. Let's try our best. Yes, because sometimes Jesus, you say that Jesus is the pure, he's the holy. As for him, there is no seed that gave birth to him. So he is pure in this. But as for David, yeah, we all know that David's father's name is Jesse. We know that his father's name is Jesse. And what is David's mother's name? In the heavens, there was a silence in heaven. Deuteronomy 16:12. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. The Israelites were supposed to remember their past. I'm talking about remembrance makes you kind and helpful to others. The Israelites were supposed to remember their past and allow this memory to influence their current behavior. In the scripture I just quoted, remembering their past state of the being bondman will propel them to obey the Lord and include the fatherless, widows and strangers in their feast of rejoicing. Deuteronomy 16:11-12, I read, listen to this, 11. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy maidservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gate, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which the Lord thy God has chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe to do these statutes. Church, why am I reading this? I'm reading this because when you remember, you become very helpful to the needy. You remember others. And you will care for others. Anyone who remember how far the Lord has brought him, concerned about others also. He thinks about others. They have compassion. They have passion for others. They remember the things that goes on in others' life. Manhattan Church, from today, it is my prayer that our heart will be enlarged. And we will remember God thy God. And we will remember our family members, our friends, our church members who do not come, who have left us for whatever reason. We'll remember to pray for them. We'll remember to call them. Let's not leave them like that, thinking that they've left on their own. You will not. It will not be nice with you. God will not be nice with you. Let's remember them. Let's pray for them. Let's think about them. Let's concern about them. And let's interact with them. Let's remember our prophet, as the month of May is dedicated to honor him. When time cometh for us to honor him, be part of it, and be part of it very well, and you will be blessed. For the Lord remember those who remember. Remember, God said, if you accept a prophet, you will have the reward of a prophet. If you accept a righteous man, you will have the reward of a righteous man. Today, the Lord says in Deuteronomy, he, the Lord, has cursed this day on our behalf, that he created blessings, he created curses, he created life, he created death. But Manhattan, God is encouraging us to choose life. To choose life is a statement he has made, and it's very important that Manhattan Church, we choose life so that we will live. We will live as Christ lived. It is my prayer that the Holy Spirit will bring things to remembrance, that none of us, none of us will become ungrateful or forgetfulness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Amen.
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 Lift up your hands and begin to pray. Pray that you will not be ungrateful.
I pray that I will not be ungrateful.
Pray, somebody pray,
Lord,
that God will grant you grace and you will remember. You remember your
past.
You remember your past. You remember your family. You remember your family. You remember those who have done good to you. Those who have done good to you. You remember them.
I pray that you will remember them all.
Those who have laid their life down for you. If you are here tonight and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are on this mountain and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, please lift up your hands wherever you are. Use the system and show me your hands by placing them, and I will pray with you. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you have never given your life to Jesus, or if you feel like you became a Christian and you have become forgetful, you don't remember the last time you won souls for somebody, you don't remember the last time you ministered to somebody about salvation, because if you remember, you will remember your salvation and you will preach salvation and you will bring salvation, number 1 point. But maybe since you became Christian, you don't remember that you have a soul in a church or in anywhere. You don't even remember that you know somebody whom you have ministered to about Jesus Christ. It shows that Satan has taken hold for you. But today, if you are like that, I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. I want you to lift up your hands. And I will pray with you in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God. Oh, Holy Spirit, thou Jesus Christ. Everybody say after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Grant me grace.
Grant me grace.
Grant me the grace of Jesus Christ.
Grant me the grace of Jesus Christ.
To have remembrance.
To
remember how far the Lord you have brought me.
To remember how far the
Lord you have brought me.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen.
You have prayed this prayer from today, you will remember.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you all very much. Shall we take our second offering, please?
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We hope you have been blessed. Come join us for any of our services. Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Lycos Manhattan. That's Lycos, LAIKOS Manhattan. You can also email us at lci.newyork@gmail.com. Visit us on the web at www.lcimanhattan.com.